Time to feel the rush of the round table. Brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Are you really an independent contractor? Find out in seconds for free at PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
The Friday edition of the roundtable begins like this. Partner at Upstream Strategy, Chris Chapin joining us. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys.
And it seems as if it were only yesterday. Political commentator, host of The Rush, filled in yesterday for Amanda. Did a great job. Trevor Mayo joins us as well. Welcome back, pal.
Howdy, peeps.
Thanks so much, Trevor, for subbing in for me last minute. So, question, did Jay asked me off air, he's like, is anything that I do? And I was like, you know, you're just like the nicest guy, off air and on air. How is your co-hosting experience?
You know what? Other than the intensity of right before when we couldn't get the Zoom to work right before we went live, and there was like 2 minutes of sheer panic and intensity. Other than that, man, it's just like hanging out with a really fun buddy for 3 hours. It's super, super good.
Oh, that's awesome. Lovely. Thank you both. You are far too kind. You are officially in my circle.
Text me offline, Amanda. We'll go through it after.
Yeah, what really happened? All right, let's talk about it. Ontario wants us to form social circles of up to 10 people. For me, it makes sense. I think we can work within the parameters. I'll start with you, Chris. When you heard this today, any thoughts that you had? Let us know what you thought first blush.
I think when I heard this today, I was in at about 1 o'clock. I was in the car with my brother and his wife, and we were driving up to his place in Orangeville. We were already in a social circle for the time being. So I think, hey, it's the best welcome news I've had, I think we've all had in a long time, you know, some guidance that this really feels like stuff's slowly getting back to normal. So I don't find it overly confusing. I mean, I think it makes sense that I think there's, perhaps a bit of confusion about, can you switch up the 10 and what that kind of means and how that works. But for the most part, it feels really nice to hang out with family again. And it'll be nice to see some friends when the time comes. But great first step. And what better news going into what looks like a decent weekend.
So let me put you on the spot because we're friends and, I find this fun. If you're with your brother and his wife and you're committed to that social circle, what happens with your fiance and with her family? Do you have to pick a side? How does that work?
The two hours of distance between us and her family make that decision a little easier, but,
okay.
Luckily she's basically an only child. Her brother lives in Japan. So I mean, we'd only be adding two if we went and saw her family. So, I think we could squeeze this under the limit under 10.
So what are your numbers looking like, Trevor?
Honestly, I don't even know. I feel like I'm more excited about less about me, but I'm more excited about my parents because my parents have been like pacing in the house for the last 3 months, just wanting to hold the grandkids, and they've done the distancing thing and all that stuff. And like, you would have thought that there was like a flash sale at like Miss Cleo or something like that, because my mom was in the car fired up flying to my sister's place today the moment they know that it's okay. So I mean, I think that's pretty exciting. I think there's been a lot of people, specifically the people who have held the line, where this now allows them to go and feel safe about actually going and engaging with family members. As we chatted about yesterday, I think a lot of people have already been doing this. I think they've already just rationalized their own bubbles in their mind, and this is now just allowing the people who have been really diligent, who have been really sort of strict on themselves, and thank you for doing that. But now this just allows them to sort of step into where all the other people have sort of just said, screw it, probably weeks ago.
Businesses like hair salons, restaurants, patios are opening up outside the GTHA today. I heard, is it Chris, you're on your way to Orangeville? So does this mean you're hitting the road to get outside the city to get a haircut and a beer on a patio?
You know what? We were just out on the back deck before this talking about it. I think we're going to at least try to see if we can find an open patio tonight or tomorrow to go visit. Yeah, the stuff's open up here. It falls under Dufferin County, so it's out of the ones that are in the stage one holding pattern, I guess is what the best way to call it. So I'm not cheating on my hair, my barber quite yet. I'm going to wait and hopefully that opens up back in Toronto and get my hair cut properly the way I like it. Even though I did let Sarah cut my hair about a month and a half ago, so...
She did a good job, by the way.
Yeah, she did a bang up job. She got a future in this. If she really wants to, but she was also terrified.
Side hustle.
Also terrified when. Yeah, exactly. But no, it's interesting. We came up here and you can see patios reopening. I know some friends that live out in the Ottawa area that were doing the same thing. It's just exciting. It's things are slowly getting back to normal.
What about you, Trevor? Are you hitting the road to get a haircut and cheat on your hairdresser, or are you going to stay put and wait till we reopen, hopefully in the next week?
I mean, I'll stay put. I mean, but also when it opens in a week, all of our hairdressers are going to be like backed up for like weeks as well, right? So like we're going to be having like 2 a.m. haircuts. But I think, I mean, I don't know, like I've been cutting my hair with like a beard trimmer. And so, you know, when you look at it on a Zoom call, it looks okay from the front, but like if anyone saw it from the back, like good grief. So like now that things are starting to expand just a tiny bit, like I'm now tempted a bit more. But no, I'll hold the line on that. I mean, we did cheat on like a dog groomer getting my dog a haircut earlier in lockdown, because that was apparently a bother. But like for me, I'll hold the line still and wait for a few more weeks.
I'm interested to hear, because we have some comms people on the panel this afternoon, with Loblaws ending their $2 an hour pandemic pay despite soaring profits. I'll start with you, Chris. How does this look from a sort of an optics point of view? Good move, bad move? Should they have waited?
I think it looks terrible. You know, I think this pandemic, at least for me, and as a conservative, admittedly, you know, certainly, you know, you put a different focus on our frontline workers and what they do provide for us. When everything else was taken away, they were the ones left helping us out. And, you know, the idea of taking that money off their paycheck when, you know, it was good for them and good for us when we needed it. But, you know, when things get back to normal, it's to take it away is a very bizarre PR move. At the end of the day, their businesses, and I know some of their competitors had already done this. Walmart had pulled it back a while back. And so they're going to try to remain competitive. And there are other factors, but I think there's a fairly sizable shift in public opinion right now towards supporting, you know, our more vulnerable. And that, you know, doesn't just include, you know, our elderly, but those who make less money than others. I'd be interested to hear Trevor and Amanda's take on it. But I mean, I thought it was a boneheaded move, and I think it's going to hurt them in the long run.
Yeah, what did you think, Trevor?
So I understand that this was a temporary measure, right? They were very clear from the get-go. This is not going to be a permanent wage increase. I mean, their competitors said the same thing. The challenge is, it looks pretty gross to claw back on people who are earning hourly, who were forced to go to work, who did not have the opportunity to work from home because they had to earn a paycheck. They don't have the same sick leave protections. They don't have the same work from home protections that other people had. So they were forced to go. And so we call them our frontline heroes because they actually did show up to work when we actually needed them at a pretty low hourly.
Chapter 39.
And so it looks pretty gross that they're actually coming in and when we see that there's record profits, we see that there's actually a good shape there, that they're clawing it back. I think Loblaws, if they waited a little bit longer, when things are reopened, things feel a little bit more normalized and then started to claw back, I think that'd feel a little more reasonable. We're still on lockdown. We're still not able to have the economy fully reopened. So them to start doing it at this point just seems a little bit premature. I know the end is coming. They could have managed this a little bit better.
I don't know whose computer that was, but I'm pretty sure that there was an audiobook running for just a second.
There was. I don't know what. I hit the wrong button and things went chaos on this MacBook. And I apologize.
I'm just fascinated.
I nearly closed and just threw it and just said, call it a day.
Chapter 39.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard. What's the book, Trevor? Do you know?
I honestly don't know. Anything could have opened up on the screen. I honestly was so close to closing and throwing off the balcony.
Aww.
So,
hey, of all the things to open up on a laptop, I think you got off lucky.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's the wrong slide. Clearly, that is the wrong slide. All right. So it is a year ago tomorrow, the Toronto Raptors won their first NBA championship. Have you been waxing nostalgic at all about this, Chris? Have you been thinking about it at all? Or you're like, oh, was that a year ago?
You know, I honestly tried to kind of put it out of my mind because when the posts first started showing up on social media, I guess it was probably about 3-4 weeks ago when they were making their run through, when they beat the 76ers, when it was Kawhi's shot. When all that was happening during that stretch of the playoffs, I was in Italy for my trip. And just kept reminding me. It kept reminding me of all the places I was on those days when the images would pop up on social media, and I just got depressed realizing I wasn't in Rome or Florence. So I kind of started putting it out of mind. Actually, I didn't even realize it was today until I got the email with the topics for the roundtable. So you know, it was certainly sad. It was definitely a lot more fun marching up Yonge Street from the ACC last year. I guess it's tomorrow, but I can't say I've been overly waxing poetically, though my brother did pick me up wearing a Pascal Siakam jersey today. So I guess he must be excited.
You know what, Mark, I'll get you to grab that clip because because Chris mentioned the shot, the Kawhi shot, I'm contractually obligated, actually, to play it again for you, just to bring you back to this.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
Doesn't that take you back, Trevor? Do you remember where you were for the shot?
So, you know, this is going to sound terrible because it's the same, a similar story to Chris. Like, I was actually in Central America in the final run-up, and I was in Nicaragua with a bunch of people, a bunch of Canadians watching in this little tiny beach bar that was Canadian-themed beach bar in Nicaragua. And so that was super cool. And so when I think back on this, and same thing with their actual, the final games, like, I run an adult summer camp. And so I was actually up at camp preparing for people to come up for the weekend. And so what it brings me back to being like, what a cool time. But it also just reminds me of all the things we're not able to do this year, like travel, like to get together around like large groups of people. Yeah. And that's what it's more signifying for me. Like, I mean, throughout the whole playoff, you'd be like, oh, I remember going to this bar last year because like all the friends were getting together. So for me, it's less about like, oh shoot, the NBA is not happening. It's just a constant reminder of all the fun things we were doing at this time last year, or really, really cool things we were doing that we're sort of not able to do now.
And but this is great for you, Amanda, because your experience totally different. The stars all aligned and you actually ended up with friends and family at a cottage, right?
So actually, I was at the cottage for the win, like the actual win of the like the game, the finale for this shot.
For the championship.
For the actual shot, I was there when it happened.
You were in the building.
I was in the building. I'm obsessed with the Raptors, but I was really obsessed with the Raptors. I have like all the swag. I have a scarf, I have hats, I have multiple shirts. And I was basically like, when they were going for it, I'm like, Mark, we have to buy tickets. And he's like, it's a lot of money. I'm like, we just have to do it. So we bought like nosebleeds where you had to, you know, you have to like kind of squat down on the side so you can like see the basket.
And could barely see the angle of the dagger.
Yeah. And we just, I just remember it happening and I felt like the place is just rocking on its foundations. It was just amazing energy.
It was just that loud.
Oh, it was, I close my eyes every time you play that clip because it makes me so happy. I just think it's just the best of Toronto. We had so much fun.
It was amazing. And you know what? Something that made me really happy was that Toronto was introduced during that night, just after that win, when everybody poured into the streets. The world met Plant Guy for the first time.
Yeah.
Do we have that, Mark?
Oh, that feels like an
essential. What's with the plant, man? Where'd you get that?
It's a housewarming gift for Kawhi.
Oh,
he's staying.
Does he know this yet?
I'm waiting for him. I'm waiting. Have you seen him?
I haven't seen him yet. I think he's somewhere in Oakland right now celebrating his butt off.
Well, when you see him, tell him I got a housewarming gift. Tell him I love him.
I will. What kind of plant is that?
Tell him thank you for the shot.
What kind of plant is that?
It's a plant for Kawhi. It's a Kawhi plant.
It's a Kawhi plant.
It's a Kawhi cactus.
Have a good night, man.
Cactus.
It's a coactus. That's my favorite. And thanks to my pal Mark Carcasol over at Global for that. One of my favorite moments in that entire run. Hopefully leaving everybody with a smile on their face. Chris, have an amazing weekend with your fam. Same to you, Trev.
You
thanks
too,
again
guys.
For yesterday. Have a
Cheers,
good one, guys.
Guys.
Cheers. Oh, it's a coactus.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.